Okay.
Now it is.
The Monday, January 14th, 2013 meeting of the Library Commission agenda will come to order. All commissioners are present except Jennifer Oury, who has an excused absence. Robin Parker, our Administrative Services Director, would you please lead the pledge?
My pleasure. Please stand. Face the flag, right hand over your heart, ready, begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Before we approve the agenda, I'd like to wish everybody a happy and healthy new year. And now I'd like a motion for approval of the agenda. Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, agenda approved. Approval of the October 15th minutes, please. A motion?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Announcements and introductions. Commissioner Hill?
I don't have anything, any specific. I have a couple. One thing I want to mention at the end when we talk about future meetings, but nothing, no announcements.
Okay. Commissioner Brown?
Happy New Year, everyone. I would like to remind the community that the brand new performing arts centers will be opening at Agora and Calabasas High Schools. This will be on January 25th. That's a Friday evening, and January 26th. More information can be gathered from lasvirginesperformingarts.org. Thank you.
Commissioner Scheer?
That's very exciting. Happy New Year. That's it.
Commissioner Nava?
Yes, I have three announcements today. So first, the multipurpose room in the library is going to be open for high school students studying for finals tomorrow, Tuesday, January 15th, and Thursday, January 17th, from 3 to 8:30 p.m. Coffee and refreshments will be available, and you may bring your own food and drinks if you wish. Also, the Calabasas Historical Society is having their annual essay award. Any students from 9th to 12th grade in Calabasas area schools are eligible to enter, and the essay must be on any subject based on research using the Calabasas Historical Society collection. And there is a first, second, and third prize award for the essay, and more information will also be on the library's website. And last but not least, please save the date for the library's annual fun fair on February 23rd from 12 to 4 p.m. It is going to be open to all elementary school kids, and it is run by the Teen Library Council and other high school clubs. More information and flyers will be out shortly, and I hope that everyone can make it. I know it's going to be a really great one this year, and that's it for me. Thank you.
Now, last year, there were a ton more people than the year before, so I guess we're hoping that the same thing will happen.
Yeah, there was a line outside. It was crazy.
Go ahead.
Also, at the fun fair, the announcement of the winners for the Historical Society essay contest will be presented.
I have two announcements. The State of the City will be given by Mayor Mary Sue Maurer on the 24th of January in Founders Hall, and we will have our City Candidates Forum on January 31st, also in Founders Hall. You can check the city website for times. Seeing no one here for oral communications public comment, let's go on to new business. Review and approval of library gift shop request for proposals, RFP. And I'd like Commissioner Scheer to give us the short form of it since he was one of the members of the subcommittee.
Okay. The RFP, we'll just do the short version. City of Calabasas is requesting proposals for the purpose of selecting a concessionaire to manage, operate, maintain, and promote a gift shop concession at the Calabasas Library. The city will be using the following timetable, which should result in the selection of a firm by March 21st of this year. Issuing the RFP will be in a couple days. Deadline for submittal of proposals will be February 27th. preliminary selection and interviews the 7th, and notifying the firm chosen March 21st. The commissioners all have more details on this, but if anyone listening needs has any questions or requests for information or needs to tour the facility, they can go to John Bingham, Senior Management Analyst at jbingham, cityofcalabasas.com, or 818-224-1663. That's 818-224-1663. That's it.
Any commissioners have questions, comments?
I'm wondering, will there be a charge for using this room, or how will there be, what will the city receive in return for letting someone use this as a concessionaire?
That will have to be what someone would propose. It's definitely for rental. It's not for free. It says to rent it in the RFP. It says there was a spot in here that it refers to as being a rental.
Okay,
and so that's in there.
Terribly clear.
Yeah, and that's, well, it's in the proposal. I remember reading it because we wanted to make sure that people under, that anyone submitting will, okay, let me see if I can
find. And really, the purpose of the RFP with the subcommittee and Director Lockwood and staff member Parker, and of course John Bingham was in on the meeting too, was to keep this as general as possible until we saw what kind of response we would get from it, so we could make some decisions after we saw what the different individuals were proposing. We didn't want to make it ironclad and then find that people
were differing
from it.
It says right on the first page in a description, the first sentence, the proposed rental gift shop concessionaire. Yeah, so like I said, we're going to leave it open to see what proposals come in. I do have, we were getting information from the CFO to get, he has formulas to give us an idea what it costs to maintain that room based on the square footage, electrical, heating, and so forth. So we have an idea what the, you know, close to an idea of what the cost of the room just to operate it is with the lights and so forth. So, and then we'd go from there.
Any other questions or comments? May I have a motion to accept the RFP?
Motion to approve the RFP.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Aye.
Okay. Passes 3-1. Let's move on to
Was yours an aye or an opposed?
I'm opposed.
Well, you said aye, though.
She said any opposed, and
right.
I said aye.
Okay.
Yes. Administrative Services Director's report, please. Robin Parker.
I don't have one at this time. I was thinking that at the April meeting, we would bring forth budget information. That would be the only report I have for you right at this time. It's library's running smoothly. I'm sure Barbara will have quite a bit more than I do. Thank you.
Okay, City Librarian's report, Director Lockwood.
Yes, thank you. The fees that were approved by the Library Commission and the City Council go into effect tomorrow for the study rooms and interlibrary loans. In front of you are the guidelines for the study room fees, if you would like to read them and make any comments or changes. They're basically just administrative rules for the study rooms. We are going to have a reservation system, which is new, and I think people will be pleased with that. People can reserve a week in advance, either going to the reference desk or calling. So that should be a nice new thing for people. Programs. We have many, many programs. We have many family programs at the library. We've had these family programs for 15 years. We've had family programs for 5 years at the Civic Center. And I put a calendar in front of you, and this is always available at the library or on our website. And you can see some of the things that we have. You know, we have the lunch at the library every Thursday at noon. We have story times, we have writers' workshops, we have book clubs, we have an art exhibit on the 31st, and this, every year, we have summer reading, but in the winter, we have a winter reading program for children, and that's going to be in February. And I'll just, right in front of you, you have some of the flyers I handed out for Hullabaloo and for some of the other things we have. So anybody can come in the library and get the flyers for that and look at our website. And those are Wednesdays at, what is it? I gave you all my flyers on 4 o'clock.
4 o'clock.
4 o'clock. So that's going to start in February. We also have a series of movies in February, family movies, which are Tuesdays at 7 p.m., and those are in the multipurpose room. We have an adult movie that we show, and it's going to be Gosford Park this time around. And that's, I'm trying to look on where it is in the calendar. So I just I just heard community services have their meeting, and they said they were looking at having family programs in the Civic Center. So I just wanted to make sure that everybody knows we already have family programs in the Civic Center, and we have lots of them, okay? Maybe we're not doing good enough marketing for those, but please look at our website and look at those. So for the library had, as Nava said, we had the rooms open for finals. And on Sunday, we had 25 chairs, and every chair was taken. So that's really great. And the kids were really grateful and very polite. And it was a really good experience. So we'll have that all week for finals. Let's see. As of now, as of yesterday, we had almost 68,000 items in the library. And we had 90,904 checkouts since April of this year, which is interesting. It says we have 40,000 patrons. Of course, not all of those patrons are active. We have about 6,000 people that actually borrow books. And a lot of the other people use the computers, they use the study rooms, they just come to the library, they come to our programs. So we are very active and very popular. Does anybody have any questions? Okay. Thank you.
One quick question. Yes. The scheduling for the room, is that, does Polaris allow for scheduling, or is that something separate that you
No, they don't, but we're doing it through our Outlook calendar.
Ah, works just as well.
Yeah. Although it is nice, Polaris does provide the receipts.
Hmm.
So people can pay their money at the circulation desk and bring the receipt up to the reference desk.
And so will you be including a report on what's happening with the study room for each succeeding commission meeting?
If you'd like that, of course.
I think we should find out what's happening.
Good idea.
The good and the bad. Any other questions before we go into future agenda item requests? Any commissioners have requests?
I just have, before I make a request, could I was at a fundraiser from one of the, actually a couple of the candidates for the next election of city council members, and somebody approached me and said, tell me a little bit more in detail about the e-books in the library. So give me a little synopsis here, because I think a number of people don't know that we have some, we don't have any yet, right?
Right now, we don't have e-books. And the publishing world is kind of in a flux about e-books. The biggest provider of e-books for the big systems is OverDrive. OverDrive costs $50,000 just to buy the platform. As you know, our collection budget this year was $50,000. And then every book that the library has through these e-books, they have to buy, just like a regular book. And a lot of the publishers are saying, we will let you buy this book, but for every 10 uses, you have to buy a new one.
Hmm.
which, when you think about it, most of our library books go out about 40 times. So it's very expensive. Now, there's a lot of librarians working on this at the ALA. They put together a committee to work with some of the publishers to try and get the prices down. Some of the publishers last year weren't even providing ebooks to libraries. They simply were saying, no, you have to, only individual people can buy them. So, you know, this is a matter now. I know ALA is meeting in midwinter at the end of January to talk about this issue. I mean, it's something we definitely want to do. People are asking for it. It should be easy to provide if the publishers would come down on some of their prices.
So the short answer is, like in a library that has a budget that tries to keep themselves in balance, it's just not going to, under these circumstances, until the publishers come down, they're probably not going to pay the fees to make it work, right?
Right. Now, a 3M, we have our RFID through 3M and our self-checkout station. They've come out with a product that is made for smaller libraries, and it's still kind of in the beta stages. It's just being tested. But I've read some reports that some of the small libraries that do have this product, they like it. So maybe we'll look into that. That seems like the best for us, for our size. Now, meanwhile, our patrons can go to LAPL and LA County Library with a card. You know, they're allowed to get a card, and they can use Overdrive. Because, you know, they're huge libraries and they have the budget for it. People don't understand, though, I think, that they still have to check out the book. So if it's a big book, like a very popular book like Gone Girl, they don't get it immediately like you would when you download it, when you buy it. You still have to wait. You're still in a queue with 60 other people.
So what's the trend, looking back from like ebooks a year ago? Is it are prices coming down?
They are, I think, because of these negotiations. And a lot of the publishers, I think it was Random House, just simply said they weren't going to do it. Now, I know 3M just made a deal with Penguin to provide ebooks. So that's really great because they have all the classics. Penguin provides those and a lot of the new books. So that looks promising. I would hope that we can, you know, make a presentation to you in the summer. And actually, I'd like to build that into our budget recommendation to maybe, you know, really move towards that direction.
Do you get questions like we're talking about here at the desk from people wondering what's going on with ebooks?
All the time, because people are really, you know, they have their Kindles and the Nooks, and they're psyched to get books from the library. Because all these products are wonderful, but you have to buy the book.
So is your answer just like you said, we hope to do that at lower prices, but right now our budget doesn't allow that,
right.
And we've tried to keep our budget in balance.
Yeah, we looked into Overdrive, and it's just exorbitant.
Good.
And they don't seem to want to make deals with small libraries.
So I was going to put that on the future. It sounds like you guys, in 6 months or so, we'll take a look at it.
Yeah.
I think we can put it on the future agenda item request as the 3M product for ebooks updates when available.
Maybe build it into our budget recommendations.
Yeah, that's a good idea, too.
Yeah, when I bring the budget request proposals, I can always add it in there.
Which is what I have time for budget review in April at the next
meeting. We could consider it as a one-time purchase item, which could certainly come out of the reserve. However, then there's that additional cost of purchasing the books for it, which would be an ongoing operating cost. I mean, a purchase of the platform is a one-time expense, like we purchased the Polaris was a one-time expense. So we just, again, we just have to consider that in the subsequent budgets as an operating budget for purchasing those books also.
And one of the reasons we got Polaris was to get ebooks, because our other system wouldn't accommodate ebooks. So, you know, this is all being done incrementally.
So maybe if the trend is downward on expense, we wait a period of time when it makes sense, and I don't know what that time is, but people probably understand that we're not so flush that we want to blow a lot of dough on something that might be cheaper in a year or two.
Yeah, exactly. All these products come down. Years ago, when we first looked at RFID tags, it was a dollar a tag. Now they're 30 cents, and they're getting cheaper.
That's a good thing. Yeah. Besides the budget review as a future agenda item, we have to reorganize the commission. Anybody else think of anything? Okay. Motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Meeting adjourned.
It's a world record.